Welcome to the business of sales. Yep, this is it. We're calling this our final episode at the business of sales, and we're just so glad you're here. Thanks for being here. Let's get on with the show. You know, in the book of Ecclesiastes, the author talks about there being a time for every season and a time for every purpose under heaven. And if you're a fan of music from the 1960s, you learned that from the Turtles musical group if you didn't learn it in Sunday school. So everybody understands there are seasons in our lives, right? Well, I've been a fan of that concept that we have, you know, different seasons we go through in our lives, and things change. Things will change. People come into our lives to be partners and to be attached to us forever, like spouses and hopefully children. Other people come into our lives for a season and then move on to have an impact on someone else. Well, I think the same thing's true with the work that we do. I had a season of engineering. I had a season of sales and then training others to sell. I had a season of executive work in New York City. Before that, there was even a season of automobile service and oil changes and a season of professional photography. Well, now there's a season of consulting and a season of training for a brand new niche, travel advisors and travel agency owners. Isn't that exciting? It is for me. I'm having more fun than I've ever had in my entire career. The Business of Sales podcast has been a season for more than 3 years, and I think over 300 episodes by now. Now, that season with the Business of Sales has brought some absolutely wonderful people into my life and given me more opportunities than I could ever have imagined. Because, you know, less than 20% of all podcasts that are launched ever make it to the next year. In fact, there are less than 3 episodes for 44% of all podcasts, and most of the shows don't even make it past 10 episodes. As I mentioned earlier, we're closer to 300, so thank you. Thank you for listening. We really do appreciate you. I've never been smart enough or, frankly, never really cared enough to do all the research, but I know they're close to 300 episodes, and that puts us into the top 56%, at least, it seems. So thank you again. I said essentially that I don't care about statistics, and maybe that needs a little clarification. I do podcasts. I would do podcasts even if there were only 2 people listening, because I love doing shows. If the technology shows that we're engaging or that we have 1 million listeners, I'm going to do the show, but I'm going to do it whether we have 1 million or 1. Because I enjoy doing it. It's a lot of fun. And I think, and I hope, that we're adding some value to everybody who's having a chance to listen. Well, now we're entering a new season. We're focused on helping travel advisors and travel agency owners. We have created a paid membership site for travel professionals called the Travel Masters Learning Community. Now, you can get a 7-day free trial and then enter the community or then become a paying member, but you get a 7-day free trial if you want to. The Business of Sales, though, has been a wonderful, wonderful thing for us to get us ready for this new season that we're going into with the Travel Masters Learning Community. And it is just that. It is a learning community. After this episode, in place of the Business of Sales in my life will be the Travel Masters Learning Community podcast. We'll focus episodes on how to help travel advisors run a more effective and efficient business. But hey, isn't that what we've been doing all along for business owners of all different kinds? It has been. And now we're just going to focus our niche a little bit more clearly on travel professionals. So thank you very much for listening to the Business of Sales. We appreciate you. And I do hope you'll come visit us and listen to the Travel Masters Learning Community podcast. Thanks again, and best wishes. I'm Morris Sims.